With help from Distill Brewery in Normal, a new Central Illinois distillery pivots during COVID-19 to begin making sanitizer.
Every time our nation has had a major challenge or crisis, manufacturers have stepped forward. We're doing it again today.
That's Mark Denzler from the Illinois Manufacturers Association. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, where nonstop flights to Denver on Frontier Airlines begin April 2nd. The Mile High City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, April 13th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Illinois manufacturers transforming their operations to join the fight against COVID-19. But as Eric Stock reports, one Central Illinois business is doing its part without shifting production because it hadn't even opened yet.
Chris Ober was weeks from opening Black Band Distillery in Peoria when Governor J.B. Pritzker issued the shelter-in-place order. Ober says he felt an obligation to help.
Before we had even started the process, we had people asking. And it became overwhelmingly obvious that it was a necessity to provide. So because of that, we thought, you know, we don't really even have a choice.
Black Band is selling the sanitizer in industrial-sized containers, the smallest size, 1 gallon, sells for $57. Ober says he's not expecting to make money off the hand sanitizer that hospitals, municipalities, and others need.
I had somebody ask me straight up, hey, this seems expensive, and how much would you charge for a gallon of whiskey? I said, well, probably about $200 for a gallon of whiskey. So, I mean, that puts a little bit of perspective in it.
Ober says he plans to donate profits to charities hit hard by the pandemic. Black Band has teamed with the Distill Brewery in Normal to help distribute the hand sanitizer. Distill's Director of Restaurant Operations, Anna Ober Sutton, is Chris's sister.
Since we already have a lot of distribution and we're able to reach out to even a broader group of people in an additional community, we wanted to partner with him so we could help get more out to the public and out to municipalities and hospitals and places that really need it the most.
One of the governor's task force leaders that's helping shift factories to help the fight against COVID-19 says manufacturers have a warlike mentality. Mark Denzler, president and CEO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association, co-chairs the Illinois Essential Equipment Task Force.
Every time our nation has had a major challenge or crisis, manufacturers have stepped forward. We're doing it again today. I'm seeing liquor manufacturers that are making hand sanitizer, metal manufacturers that are making emergency medical beds today instead of shelving units.
The group is looking to connect manufacturers and suppliers to bolster the supply chain for PPEs and other medical supplies. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
There were two more confirmed cases of COVID-19 reported in McLean County yesterday. That brings our local total up to 77. More than half of those people have already recovered. Three remain hospitalized, and 28 others are still isolating at home. Statewide, there are now over 20,000 cases, including 720 deaths. But a little sliver of good news, yesterday's death toll of 43 was actually the lowest number in 6 days. Governor Pritzker says Illinois now seems to be reaching a peak. Here's some other stories we're following in the newsroom. Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity is expected to release a full list today of the 700 bars, restaurants, and hotels that are receiving small grants through an emergency hospitality aid program. So far, the only four recipients locally announced have been Fusion Brew and Blono Pizza Co. in Normal and Reality Bites and Cadillac Jacks in Bloomington. The United Way of McLean County will get $100,000 from the state's COVID-19 relief fund that'll help keep its meal distributions running for another 3 to 5 weeks. United Way expects to provide over 7,500 meals this week alone. And state officials have set up digital medical programs with several partners statewide to help those with COVID-19 stay in their homes until advanced medical services might be needed. OSF Healthcare will administer that program in Central Illinois. See more on these stories at WGLT.org/coronavirus. Illinois State University athletes say they're disappointed. The spring season is gone, but they accept the need to cancel. WGLT student reporter Darnisha Mitchell has more.
The NCAA abolished all spring sports competitions because of the pandemic. ISU sophomore and baseball player Jake McCaw says players understand that health is a top priority.
People look at spring athletes and just think that we're all so angry about everything going on. And I think most of our mindsets at this point is that we want to be safe and that we want to keep other people safe.
The NCAA has granted an extra year of eligibility to athletes in spring sports to compensate for the lost season. That does not include student athletes in winter sports who lost a chance at postseason tournament competition. ISU senior and women's basketball player Lexi Whalen says for her, there is no second chance. She said the basketball team's hope of an NCAA tournament appearance is over.
It just was a sad way for the season to end so unexpectedly, and we really believe that we had a chance to win the tournament and possibly go to the NCAA tournament or even just play in postseason at the WNIT.
The ISU women's basketball team would have faced the UNI in a Missouri Valley Conference tournament. Despite the end to spring competitions, athletes say they are finding ways to stay active even without spring games. ISU junior and softball player Andrea Corsi says she's disappointed to lose time with teammates, but has found other ways to stay active at home.
Whether it's playing cards at night or playing ping pong or playing catch with a frisbee outside or playing pig in the driveway, just different things like that, just trying to keep up with the competitiveness and not losing that mental aspect of everything. That's been a huge thing for me.
Corsi says the NCAA ruling to grant an extra year of eligibility to spring sports competitors was the right decision for students. She says she has not decided whether she will play another year at ISU. I'm Darnisha Mitchell.
Before we let you go, the Bloomington City Council meets tonight at 6, virtually, of course. You can watch the meeting at cityblm.org/live. Also meeting today at 4 is the Bloomington and Normal Water Reclamation District Board. On the agenda there is preliminary approval of next year's budget. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport, working to keep the airport safe, clean, and operational for essential goods, services, and passenger needs. In uncertain times, CIRA is there when needed. CIRA sends good health to the community during these trying times. More at CIRA.com.